Good morning. We will start with Matthew 1, but this will go all over the place. This is on Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord put it on me to bring you some kind of encouragement on this Christmas. Usually my messages start with a scripture and a theme, not an agenda, but this one started with the Lord's agenda. And he said, Ed, you find a way to encourage these people on Christmas Day. And so this is where that landed. And what God would like to say to each one of you is, I am with you. To each one of you, he'd like to say, I'm with you. At the end of Matthew 1, we read about two different names of our Lord. We'll begin in Matthew 1, verse 20. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So the two names here in this scripture are Jesus and Emmanuel. So Jesus is how they said Joshua in Greek. What Joseph heard the angel say was, name the little guy Joshua. And Joshua means the Lord saves. Call him that because this Joshua, this Jesus, will save his people from their sins. And this in turn fulfills what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us, my brothers and sisters. He is with each of us. And the way Matthew tells the story, the two names are tied together. When God is with us, he really is right with us, but it is never only that. God is always helping us in some way. He's protecting. He's doing something. He's taking care of us. So parents of 2 or 3 year olds, take these children to the playground. Marilyn and I did this. And the parents go with their children to the playground. But these parents are not just keeping the toddlers company. They stay right beside them. They steer them away from the scary stuff. They help them climb up. They help them climb down. They pick them up when they fall. They hold them a minute when they hurt themselves and comfort them. That's what God means when he says he's with us. He's helping, guiding, holding, picking us up, steering us in the right direction. And that's why Emmanuel is connected to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's the kind of thing God does when he's with us. If he's with us, he's going to save us from our sins. If he's with us and the sins are a problem, then he's going to save us from our sins. When he's with us, he takes care of us. Here are some Old Testament stories. Genesis 26. Abraham's son Isaac was living with the Philistines because there was a famine. So Isaac and Rebekah were in trouble because of the famine. They were strangers everywhere. They have no land. So who will take care of them in a famine? So God came to Isaac and said, don't go down to Egypt. Stay where you are. I will be with you, and I will bless you. So that was an instruction with a promise. Stay where you are. I will be with you. I will bless you. And he did. So Isaac stayed, and it went all right. But then after a while, the Philistines got grumpy with him, and they gave him grief. So God came to him again and said, don't be afraid, Isaac. I'm with you. I will bless you and take care of you. So Isaac saw hard times, but he trusted in the Lord. And twice God said he was with him and would take care of him. And he did. Let's turn to Genesis 39, the Joseph story. Terrible stuff happened to Joseph. His own brothers pounced on him, sold him as a slave. They got money for him. And slave traders took Joseph far away. Not many of us have troubles like that. But in Egypt, it says, the Lord was with Joseph so that Joseph prospered. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord gave him success, Joseph found favor in his eyes. People, if we trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then he is with us, with every single one of us. Even when we have fallen off the map as far as everyone else is concerned, which is certainly where Joseph found himself. He is certainly with us, God is, and he never does nothing. We will succeed in what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to get done. It can't be possibly be any other way. If this is our God, he's with us. And if he's with us, he's blessing us. And the scripture is very clear why this happens. It's because the Lord was with him. Potiphar's wife got mad at Joseph. And for no good reason, Joseph ended up in prison. And he was there for several years. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. The Lord showed him kindness. The Lord showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. And the warden put him in charge. And scripture again tells us why. It's because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success. People, we have the same God. He is with us. And if he's with us, he's busy. He's taking care of us and blessing. And yes, we see hard times, but so did Isaac. And so did Joseph. It is specifically in hard times that God says this and shows us good. And God does not have to get us out of hard times to be with us and to bless us and to give us success. And he tells us he's with us exactly when we need some kind of saving. Name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And this fulfills the word of the Lord that the virgin would bear a child and call him Emmanuel, God with us. In Acts 18, Paul had come to Corinth to preach the gospel. And he was scared. That missionary trip started in Philippi. Paul and Silas got mobbed in Philippi and flogged and put in stocks in prison. And they got out of that and went to Thessalonica. And gospel preaching went well there for a few weeks. But then the Jews got rowdy. And Paul and Silas hid, and the believers snuck them out of the city during the night. They just escaped. And then he went to Berea, and that went well. But Berea was not far from Thessalonica. And when the angry Thessalonian Jews found out that Paul was in Berea, they went to Berea and they stirred up a mob. So the believers snuck Paul out of Berea and he ended up in Corinth. And he was scared. Okay? He was scared. So the Lord came to Paul at night. Paul, don't be afraid. Keep on speaking, for I'm with you and no one will harm you here. So when the Lord says, I'm with you, it always means some kind of help. Blessing, protection, and guidance. And sometimes we trust this and sometimes we don't. But he's with us. He's helping either way. It says in Timothy, when we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. So we can choose or choose not to trust this. We can trust or not. But he is with us. If he's our God, and he is with us and he's taking care of us. Here's a story from the end of Paul's life. He was in prison, and this time he was not getting out, and he knew it. He was basically on death row. Sentence had been passed. Execution is about to happen. 2 Timothy 4. He says, At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. This is about the Lord. No believer in Rome supported me. Every one of them deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. I was delivered. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack. He will bring me safely to his kingdom. And Paul is telling this to Timothy, who's telling the rest of us, so we will understand this is how the Lord operates. This is the Lord in which we trust. So my brothers and sisters, you and I have the very same Lord. If he stayed with Paul when all others deserted, the Lord will certainly stay with us. And people, if he is with us, then he's giving us strength, he's delivering, he's rescuing. Every story I read showed God's people in some kind of hard place, and God was always with them, always protecting, blessing, helping, guiding, giving success. So this is Christmas Day, and we remember the child who was first named Jesus, because the Lord saves, and then named Emmanuel, because God is with us. That is Jesus the Savior. That Emmanuel, that Jesus the Savior, that Emmanuel is still with us here today, and wherever you are, if you're listening to this or reading this, it's you, and he is with you today, even if no one else is. Matthew ends with Jesus speaking, "Behold, I am with you every day to the end of the age." Behold, I am with you every day to the end of the age. Those are the last words of Matthew. Only Matthew calls Jesus Emmanuel, and only Matthew ends with Jesus promising to be with us every day. Matthew says nothing about Jesus ascending to his Father's right hand. Matthew knows about that. It's clear earlier, but he ignores it at the end. You see, for Matthew, the ways in which Jesus is still with us are more important than the ways in which he is not. For Matthew, Jesus is with us in more ways than he's not. Which Jesus? That Jesus that Matthew's written about through the whole Gospel of Matthew. That Jesus is with every one of us. He will never leave us or forsake us. Wherever you find yourself right now, he's with us. He's giving strength and he's helping today. Amen. Let's pray. O Lord, we thank you, and we thank you again. And Lord, give us faith, and again, give us faith. And thank you that when we are faithless, you remain faithful, you cannot deny yourself. And for all the protection, we thank you. And for all the guiding, the strength, the help, we thank you. Amen. Will you rise, please, for the benediction? On this Christmas day, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Go in God's peace to love and serve the Lord. You are dismissed.